Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to be juiced up? And are you ready to scream?
What is wrong with you this morning?
It's never too early for that.
Okay.
It's psycho, man. It's psycho cider. I'm ready to go psycho.
That's Elizabeth. I'm Radar. The psycho is Elizabeth. It's the mix. What are we doing here?
Producer Tommy walked in yesterday. We were done with the show. And he threw Radar a can and me a can. And he's like, hey, you guys want any liquid death? Have you seen these in the stores, Liquid Death? And he said it's a limited edition. There is a upside down skull with crazy hair on the cover.
I don't think that's hair, Elizabeth. It looks like some drippings of something, but okay. We'll call it hair.
Oh, really? Is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe.
Can you see? Well, yeah, it looks like hair. No.
Could be blood. Could be cider.
Could be, yeah.
But it's Liquid Death's Psycho Cider. Flavored sparkling water, and it says on the bottom, murder your thirst.
And it also says limited edition. Oh,
yeah,
well,
right?
You know what? You're never going to get this again.
You're never going to get this again.
Especially with Liquid Death.
And we're going to try it here on the air.
You want to try this?
Yeah.
I thought you just wanted to talk about
it. No, I think we should try it. I said that to Tommy. I said, you know what? We'll make it into a fun segment on the show.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Can you open this so I don't break a nail?
Is it... Don't you have a spoon over there you can pop it open with? No?
Do you mind? These nails are too long. They're out of control. I need to get them trimmed. I don't want to break it here at the station.
Like my nails are even there.
Look at these bad boys. Actually, they kind of have a fall color that matches the can here.
You popped it up a little bit, so that's
good. I had Liquid Death at the rave for the first time.
I have never had Liquid Death.
Now, the fact that it's sparkling water, I'm a little concerned. I can't drink anything carbonated because I will burp. And I'm apologizing right now if I end up burping on the show later. But it's a nice maroon and gold can, perfect for fall. Let's give it a little sniff sniff.
Hold on here. Hold on. Let's rewind a little bit here. If she burps on the show, she apologizes. Okay, I don't think with Liquid Death, I don't think burping is the thing you need to be worried about right now.
Okay, it smells exactly like apple pie.
What is the big deal with this? Is it caffeine and stuff in it?
I think it's catchy with the logo. People like it. It's Liquid Death.
Okay.
You can use a little bit of that in the morning.
So does it like boost you up in the morning?
I don't think there's any caffeine or anything in it.
Oh, there's not?
No.
It's just a... Well,
no.
Then why do they call it Liquid Death? Psycho Cider. That to me says, oh, you're going to be flying off the walls, bouncing around here. No?
It's clean, clever, and sinister. All right, cheers to fall.
Okay.
Spooky season. Let's take a sip. 3, 2, 1, drink.
It's like ginger beer. A little bit.
Ginger beer.
I don't know if I could down this whole thing, though.
With a little bit of apple. I don't know. I don't know if this is the best thing ever.
I think we should have put it in the fridge for a while.
It is room temperature.
Cold?
I think it tastes like cider, so it's not bad if you like cider, and it's possibly made with real apples. Wow, they're really going hard with this can. It says on the back here, recycle or die. Like, okay. You need to really...
Okay.
From Orchard to the Asylum, Liquid Death, Psycho Cider. That's what the commercial's going to sound like. This fall, the apples have snapped, and so will you.
I am an apple. I'm coming to get you. So it's sparkling water. I just Googled this. When I look at it on the shelves, whether I'm at Quick Trip or wherever, I'm thinking, ooh, it's probably like something I should not... Way too much caffeine type of thing. No, it's just canned water.
That tastes like apples.
With a metal and punk-inspired brand identity, so...
It's meant to trick you into thinking you're drinking soda.
Yeah.
So that your organs will be in good enough shape to be harvested for influencer marketing. Okay. Let's go here to Uber driver Donna. All right. Are you a fan of the liquid death beverages, Uber driver Donna?
My son's been drinking them for... since we found them in Quick Trip.
And okay. Why is he so obsessed with it? Because it's a clever slogan?
Because it's a clever can, and it's actually more flavorful than the regular waters that they sell.
Well, and again, it is meant to make you feel like you're drinking a soda, but you're not drinking a soda because it only has the 10 calories in it. There's not a lot of sugars in it, so that makes it a little bit better. This has got cinnamon in it. That's kind of great. It's got
flavorings in it. That's what he likes because it doesn't make it taste like water. Okay.
But this is called Psycho Cider, Liquid Death Psycho Cider that we tried here this morning. Does it turn him into a psycho?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Well, maybe you want to get the electrolyte mix. Products like Death Dust have also been available. Has he tried Death Dust? I don't know if I want to be eating anything. Although it is spooky season, so maybe this is the time to start trying this stuff.
Yeah. He's had just about every flavor of liquid death.
And he's not psycho.
Well, and don't you see how many drinks there are when you go to Quick Trip or the grocery store? There's so many options of drinks, bubblers. I mean, how do you pick one? Which is why they were super clever to say, we're going to just call this liquid death, give it a cool logo, a cool slogan, and people are going to immediately want to buy it. And it's worked.
It draws attention to the can. It draws attention to what it is.
I didn't realize what it was. All I did was see the can say liquid death and we're like Psycho Cider. We're like, okay, let's give it a try. Especially with the skull on there that apparently has hair on it.
Like crazy.
What did you say, Uber driver Donna?
There's a lot of it Amazon sells like crazy.
Oh, that's right. You work for Amazon too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you happen to have any laying around that Amazon wants to get rid of, this isn't bad.
I think Radar has just welcomed himself into the dark side of the orchard. You're a fan. You are a fan. Liquid Death, Psycho Cider.
I can't cheat on bubblers, though. Those are my jam.
Why not have them both? Bubbler in the morning for the caffeine, Liquid Death at night to put you to sleep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.